I'm going to be honest. I really don't care if Nathan, who was on the phone for a second date update, gets a second date out of this. What? I just want to know two things about the girl that he was supposed to meet up with on his date. One, what does she look like? Mm-hmm. And two, why did she have to go to California on an emergency?
Yeah,
that's all I really want to know.
Me.
Yeah, I want to know why she had to bail on him before their date even started. If you're just tuning into the second date update, Nathan is on the phone. He wants to call Mia. They met on a Christian dating website. Interesting note, she doesn't have a profile picture. He was just chatting up people that day, and he has no idea what she looks like. Anyway, they were supposed to meet for dinner, and when he was walking up to the restaurant, she called, said she had an emergency in California and had to go. So we haven't heard from her since, and he's wondering why she hasn't been calling him back. Now, you do believe her that she had some sort of an emergency in California?
I don't know. I do believe her, but there's part of me that is just like, why hasn't she reached back out yet? I don't understand it.
Why do you have so much trust in this person that you've never seen?
Because of the conversations, they were in depth. I mean, who knows? Maybe she's really good, but it was consistent and was just the interest and the stories. I mean, these weren't like 5-minute chats or anything like that. We really got in depth.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm going to dial the phone number right now, see if she picks up the phone, and maybe we can find out what happened in California. Or, I mean, if you want a second date, too, I guess we can do that.
Yeah.
Do you want a second date with her?
Let's hear what the explanation is.
Okay. So you're just like us. You just want to know what went on in California that she had to call in on your date. All right, I'm going to dial the number right now.
All right.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Mia, please?
This is she.
Hey, Mia, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
From where?
Brooke and Jubal in the Morning, the radio show.
I'm on the radio?
Yes, you are. How are you?
I'm fine.
I'm calling you because we received an email about you from one of our listeners.
Okay.
His name is Nathan, and Nathan emailed us because he was supposed to go out on a date with you, and then you ended up having an emergency that you had to go to in California. Since that day, Nathan has been wondering why you're not answering his text messages, so he emailed us to call you and ask why.
Okay, this is weird.
I know it is. But Nathan wants to know if you don't like him, if you don't want to see him, something like that. If you don't want to see him, just tell us. We'll tell Nathan, and he won't bug you anymore. But other than that, he's wondering if you still want to go out with him. So is there anything that we can tell Nathan from you?
Just tell him I'll call him. And sorry, I've been busy.
So you do want to see Nathan again?
I'm really busy right now, so I just don't know when.
Okay.
I just don't know when I'll.
Well, I appreciate you talking to us for a few minutes. We won't take much more of your time, but I just have to know, do you want to see Nathan again? Because it sounds like you don't, the way you said that. If you don't, I'll let him down easy for you.
I'm doing some stuff in my personal life that I just need to, I don't want him to be involved in.
Okay. So your emergency was legit when you called him at the restaurant and said that you had an emergency. I was speculating that you were lying.
I'm in California.
You are.
Still.
Oh, why did you fly so last minute, though?
Look, I'm a little embarrassed about it. It was for a job. I don't want Nathan to judge me for it.
You're embarrassed about the work that you do?
Promise you won't tell him this.
Sure. I mean, I will tell him that you want to see him again, but I won't tell him any other details if they're really embarrassing.
So I'm doing a photo shoot for Playboy.
What?
Oh, yeah, that's right. They started doing that again. I forgot.
You're on a Christian mingle site?
Just because I appreciate my body does not mean I am not a good Christian.
Right.
I am just using the body God gave me.
Okay, so you're doing a photo shoot for Playboy.
Yeah.
Nice.
Are you serious?
Yes. It's a job.
Okay, I'll tell you why that confuses me, because he told us about how he met you, and he said on your dating profile, you didn't even have a profile picture. Mm-hmm. Normally, people that would pose for Playboy would have a lot of pictures on their dating profile.
Okay, but also people who pose for Playboy tend to be treated differently because of the way they look. Like, I want Nathan to get to know me for me.
Wow.
You know, for
wow.
like my brain and my personality and not my, you know.
You are
and you talked to him a bunch.
Yeah.
You never brought up what you did for a living?
I didn't want him to think I was some hussy or not a good Christian or whatever, because I am. I have a really good relationship with God. And I just happen to do this for a living.
When were you going to drop this news on him?
Well, I wanted to get to know him, and I wanted him to get to know me, and I wanted to build a solid foundation so that he knows where I'm coming from. You know what I mean? So it's not like, because there's so many stereotypes, and I hate that. There's so many stereotypes of women that pose nude and models, and just, you know, there's so much wrapped up in it. And not everybody is the attention-seeking hussy that they're put, you know.
Right.
So that's a stereotype.
If you got
I'm not
a,
like that.
You got a great body. God has gifted you with wonderful looks. You might as well use them to your advantage and make a little dough.
I don't.
Right?
That's exactly right.
And you said that you want to get to know him on another level before you go into all that.
Right.
Right. That's perfect because you sort of just did that.
Mm. What do you mean?
Nathan is actually on the other line and heard exactly what you just said.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You promised.
You've already been this far. You might as well say hi to Nathan.
Hey, Mia.
Someone sounds excited. Yeah. Hey. That's the best news I've ever gotten in a second date update.
How's it going?
Yeah. Oh, God. I'm sorry. I didn't want you to find out this way.
I don't even know what to think anymore. I mean, of all the reasons you went to California, this wasn't even anywhere near the list.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I don't know that I hate it. I don't know that I know I don't like it, but the people in my life, I don't know how they would react if we went down this road and you weren't Playboy.
Yeah.
I don't want to be that person who judges you. I sort of understand where you're coming from. I mean, believe me, it's not like I haven't seen a Playboy before, but I don't know what to think.
You bad boy, Nathan.
It doesn't make me a bad person. It doesn't make me a bad Christian. I actually love what I do, and I think God made me for this.
Nathan, are you saying that you don't want to see Mia because she poses for these type of magazines?
I mean, I'd definitely like to see her.
Yeah, this is why I was worried. Guys treat me differently when they see me in person, you know? And, like, I don't want to be treated differently.
Yeah, you want to be treated like every other uggo out there. I understand. But unfortunately for you, you're not. Nathan, so are you worried that it's the people in your life that are going to judge you if you were to go out with Mia now?
I guess I am. Now that I'm thinking about it, if we do end up going out, I guess I'm worried about what other people would think. On the other hand, we had an amazing connection, and I am a guy, I'm a man, you know, so
yeah.
I definitely would like to see her and meet her.
Okay.
I will say, I know that my husband would have a problem if I was taking pictures naked for other men to look at. Mm-hmm. I mean, he would, period.
But it's a job, you know, it's like being an actor and having to kiss somebody else. It's not like that's my personal soul. I mean, yes, it's my body, but my body in this case is just, you know, it's like an accessory.
And Nathan, if you like Mia, who cares what anybody else thinks, really?
Yeah.
You guys had a lot of good conversations and stuff like that. Like, if she was a porn star and you really loved her, then who cares what your parents think or your friends?
That one might be a bit different, but
yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Love conquers all, right?
Yeah, so would you go out? Okay, Mia, would you go out with Nathan again? We'll pay for a second date.
Please.
You guys didn't even really go out in the first time, so would you go out with Nathan officially?
I mean, if he doesn't think I'm a bad Christian.
Okay. Nathan, are you going to be an idiot and pass up a date with a Playboy model? I will pay for it.
Mia, how long are you even going to be in California for?
Honestly, I don't know. This is kind of a big job opportunity for me, and I really want to not blow it, so...
At the end of the day, we had an unbelievable connection, and I did at the very least like to meet her in person and see if the chemistry is there in person as well.
Sweet.
Yes.
Awesome. Woo-hoo. And you guys can talk about it more in depth in person.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds good.
And Mia, just another question. What issues are you in?
Oh, come on.
Like, next October? I want to know.
It's show research.
Yeah, no.